Johnson. Wanted to call up. You called us up. You called us many times. We wanted to call you and let you know we are thinking of you and all the juries and sessions of the coming year.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm so happy to hear from you. We're just kind of grudging away and working on our budget. And I think I'm going to go back maybe next week. When are you coming back?
I'll be down there. We'll be down there Wednesday night. We'll be in there. I'll be in the office Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cold up there?
Well, no, not. It's a little cold tonight.
Bill Bird, come in
here. Well, Harry says it's freezing. Say hello in a minute.
Fine.
But I would expect snow here a little later.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to talk on the, have a little gab. There's two vacancies on the Rules Committee.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, I know you're interested.
Sure I am.
I'm going to recommend Jim O'Hara from Michigan for one.
That's good.
And I got to pick a fellow from the South. I'm going to pick a progressive.
Yes, good.
Now, my mind goes in a direction. I haven't talked with him, so I don't know his views. But my mind goes in the direction of Anderson of Tennessee.
I don't know him very well.
Well, he's the fellow who went under siege, you know, I understand it, that submarine up the North Pole.
Oh, yes, I know him. John Connolly thought very highly of him.
He's a real progressive, that fellow is.
Yeah.
And everybody speaks well of him.
I think he'd be good.
I got it. We both need vacancies, one from Virginia and one from Arkansas, and I'm taking one away and going up north.
Yes,
I can do it and get away with it.
Yep.
But then I couldn't get too far north because it would be too extreme.
Yes, I think that's right.
And Hale Boggs agreed to Carl Albert. They both recommended it. As a matter of fact, my mind was going in that direction. It's quite a fellow, this fellow Anderson.
Yes, well, I think that would be good, Mr. Speaker.
I just wanted to get your judgment.
Well, I think that'd be good. And here's Lady Bird, won't say a word.
All right.
Mr. Speaker?
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. How are you?
We hope you had the happiest Christmas and that you and Miss Harriet would have a wonderful New Year and that we'll be looking forward to seeing you for our party not too long after we get back.
Well, we know that, and we're looking forward to seeing you because you know how near and dear you and the President are, not only officially, but personally.
Oh, well, bless you. We need you, and we thank you for that. And I've been telling my social office to keep reminding you that we want your list of special friends and relatives that you'd like to have included at that dinner. And when you get around to it, do let us know.
I will. Now, here's Harriet. Here's Harriet.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Johnson. Hello, Lady Bird.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
Just fine. We've had a happy, happy time.
Yes, did you have a good Christmas?
With children and good friends, and we had two quiet days, which is kind of a change of pace down here because this has been a pretty busy place most of the time.
Presidents would never stop coming in here. We're loaded with presidents. And loaded with a lot of beautiful flowers. And going through and looking at the magnificent lights for Christmas in Boston tonight, I said to John, I wish we were driving by that the President and the Lady Bird were only here to see this. Truly beautiful. Have you been feeling well?
Quite fine. Lennon's had a few little troubles, but nothing that doesn't get over with in a few days. Lucy is, they're just as happy as larks, she and Pat. And right now they have gone off on their first little vacation trip, first little special trip after their honeymoon. It's only been 6 or so months. But
spend Christmas with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
they were here for Christmas, and their mother and father came down and spent 2 or 3 days with them and visited with us, and then went back in time to see their son who had returned from Vietnam last October or so.
I bet you're all tired out like everybody.
So we're just about ready to get back to work.
Everybody's tired, you know. I think after Christmas there's so much jumping around and everything.
We hope that you and the President could see the lights here.
You'd be carried away with them. It's a magnificent sight.
I used to ride around in Austin and take my children.
The Common and the Public Gardens, you know.
Oh.
And just for about 4 miles, one string of lights and trees and sprays.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Colors, you know. Oh, it's really beautiful.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
I said, oh, I wish that the President, Lady Bird, could see this.
We would have loved to.
Love you.
And
I was thinking of you.
Well, we would appreciate you thinking of us, and it's something we would have enjoyed.
Well, I hope, Lady Bird, that you and the President will have a wonderful, wonderful New Year. Blessed with everything that's wonderful.
Well, we'll all hope for a cessation of troubles and a little good time for our two men. And we look forward to seeing you in January.
Yes.
Just a second.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
Take care of yourself, and I'll see you about there next week.
Oh, is this the President?
Oh, is this Miss Hunt?
Oh, is this the President?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk with you. I was just chatting with Lady Bird.
Yes, I knew. That's why I got off the phone, so I could say hello.
You know, I was telling her that tonight when we went down to by the Boston Commons on Tremont Street, it was the most beautiful sight for 4 or 5 miles of electric lights and trees all over the whole place. And I said to John, oh, I wish the President, Lady Bird, was only here to see it.
That's always the prettiest time of year, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, really beautiful.
Did you have a good
trip? Mr. President, in the court, they're going to unveil a painting of John's.
Oh, what?
What's his name? Chief Justice, yes.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It's going to unveil a painting, and it's going to be right in the court where we used to try his cases when he was a lawyer.
Oh, good. I thought of you. I went to Midnight Mass with Lucy at Christmas.
Oh, fine. We did, too. We went to Midnight Mass here.
And Lucy and the girl, Marie girl works for me. They took us all. We went and enjoyed ourselves. A little place up here close by the house.
Yes. Oh, that was nice. I'm so glad you did.
I look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you too, and I know the different people up here are speaking about you and saying what a wonderful President he is making.
Well, thank you. You're mighty sweet.
And to every one of them, I said, you can say that again. I said, he's my favorite President of all of them.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you, ma'am. Happy New Year.
That's a great minute to you.
Thank you.
You don't want to say a word.
Fine, thank you.
Yes.
I got your sweet letter about my call and about talking to Jerry Ford, and we can talk about it next week, but if it's all right, I think maybe you might just kind of let it leak out that the first week you're going to be working on committees, and new members will be coming in, they'll be getting their offices, and they'll be getting their homes and getting settled, and we'll do it the second week, maybe. Just say Tuesday the 17th. That looks pretty good to me, if it's all right with you.
Oh, of course, it's all right. It's all right with you. You suggested that it happened before called me up afterwards, and I just did a little probing. I sent you the letter, so it happened. I just hope you get it.
He thought it would be all right the 17th.
Oh, sure.
That's good.
Sure. Now, anything else?
Not at all. Happy New Year, and I'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.